from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hurricane Irma bears down on Florida. Hurricane Irma is barreling toward the U.S. state of Florida after raining down death and destruction on the Caribbean. Travis Long James is a sailboat worker who endured the storm but is wondering where his boat is.
The place we're staying at was a concrete structure. It was pretty solid. I have a boat that was out there in the harbor, and that is nowhere to be found. A lot of boats are damaged.
Mike Brennan is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
Governor of Florida, Rick Scott.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. Possessions can be replaced. Your family cannot.
Irma's highest sustained winds are 280 kilometers per hour. North Korea is still in the news. In a press conference at the White House, President Trump warned North Korea not to provoke the U.S. to take military action against it.
Each day, new equipment is delivered, new and beautiful equipment, the best in the world, the best anywhere in the world, by far. Hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day for North Korea.
After the president's comments, a senior Trump administration official expressed concern that North Korea cannot be deterred from pursuing its missile and nuclear programs. Mexico's president said Friday the earthquake that toppled houses in South Chiapas State late Thursday has killed five people and is the most powerful quake to strike the country in 100 years. He said it was bigger than the one in 1985 that killed thousands.